You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
And it is us, those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. And Jeff, you don't have top 100 golf instructor up there on your name anymore. Has the novelty worn off or what?
No, not at all. I just didn't type it in this time. I thought you'd have some cool graphic that was going to go up there, and I just didn't type it in. That's all right. Ah,
oh, well.
They've not banished me yet. They just let me in the room. Right?
That's it. They just got you there. I want to apologize for the outdoor sounds because I'm quasi-outdoors. Once again, the air conditioning unit in the studio has gone kaflooey. So, yeah, we're working with fans and open windows. So if you hear any semis rolling down I-64, I apologize up front, but you're just going to have to live with it this week. We have, I assume by her presence, we have a special guest you might like to introduce
real
quick. We
do. We have one of my absolute all-time favorites sitting right next to me. See, hear me banging on her shoulder. Miss Ava Bunker, she is 13 years old, and she is an outstanding young golfer. And she just came back from Pinehurst, where she was playing in the U.S. Kids World Championships, and she was in the team division.
Mm-hmm.
Here she shows up with hardware. So we've got our pictures taken. She's got a brand new fancy bag that she won. She brought home a big fat trophy. Things are looking good.
And everybody else that's listening right now is sitting back and they don't care about the bag. They don't care about the trophy. They're going, damn, she's 13 and she played at Pinehurst.
Yeah. Guess what?
Six times.
It was her sixth time playing in Pinehurst. Week she had two rounds on number two.
Oh.
Yes. So
see, well, I'm wearing like Donald Ross style hat just to, signify my acceptance of the whole thing here, you know.
Oh, that's so great. We're glad that you're involved with that. Makes everybody happy.
It's the closest I could get, man. But we're going to be talking to Ava. We're going to be talking about Ava, and we're going to be relating some stories. And, you know, you're going to sit back and say, why didn't I compete when I was 13 so I could do all this cool stuff? And we're going to tell you probably because you hadn't taken any lessons from Jeff and you're just not that good. that's probably the answer we're looking for. Yeah. No one on that end is disagreeing. We are those weekend golf guys. Hang with us because we're coming right back. You know, I was thinking the other day about things that names conjure up in your head and how it changes. Take the name Arnold Palmer. 25 years ago, everybody thought of the champion golfer. And then maybe 15 years ago, they thought about the Golf Channel because he started it. And then 5 years ago, they started thinking about that drink that he liked, the combination of iced tea and lemonade. And today, I say Arnold Palmer and the word spiked automatically comes out of my mouth. It's becoming my go-to, my favorite. It really is, because I always loved the Arnold Palmer, and now the Arnold Palmer Spiked adds that little bit of what we refer to as swing juice, about 5% alcohol by volume. Have you had one yet? You can find out where they are at a store near you just by going to arnoldpalmerspiked.com/golfguys. Or you can search for it on Drizzly and Instacart, too. But we'd prefer if you went to arnoldpalmerspiked.com/golfguys. Because, you know, we love you. It's 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly. And it is us, those weekend golf guys. John Ashton here, Jeff Smith there, our special guest, Ava Bunker, who, I mean, the name is so apropos. What else could you do but play golf? You know, I gotta say that. Before we discuss how well you did in the most recent tournament, let's talk about the last time that I saw you, which was when you were moving your bag from the cart your mother was riding in into the cart that the pro was riding in at the Pro-Am for the Symetra Tours Donald Ross Classic. How was that 18 holes, Ava? How much fun did you have?
I had a lot of fun. I would say it was probably the best experience I had.
Did it encourage you even more than you already are?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So they didn't try to talk you out of the professional golfer life, huh?
No. I would say the tour player played with, she encouraged me a lot, and I definitely encouraged her too.
Yeah. I've heard rumors that there were very few strokes separating you two at the end of 18, score-wise.
I don't know. I wasn't counting my score.
Somebody was, though, Jeff, weren't they?
I heard things.
Heard that you were very close.
Very many strokes different at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this event at French Lick that mm-hmm. you're talking about, this was the Symetra Tour, and there was a Pro-Am
right.
on the Donald Ross golf course. What do you think of the golf course?
It was all right. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to walk it.
John didn't want to walk it from the cart to the tee box. Are you kidding me?
There were some long walks.
There were some long walks.
I mean, the greens were all right. Just you have to hit it in the right place to stay on.
Yeah.
Unless you've just gone way far.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you do on number 8, that green that has about a 30-degree slope back to front with the pin
number
at the back?
Eight.
Isn't that the one you birdied on your own ball? Isn't that the one?
That's number the one eight. With the big
three?
Ravine.
No,
it's a par
ravine,
4.
No, the dog leg left.
Dog leg left with
yeah,
a big
did.
Ravine.
Yeah.
You
I
did.
Now.
Yeah, she birdied
yeah.
on her own ball.
Yeah, it's yeah. not like a 15-foot putt.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
How
like that.
How long have you been taking... you've been working with Jeff, Ava.
Over a year now.
Over a year.
Yeah.
And things have
probably last May.
Something like that. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you know, we've had some fun.
Lots of fun,
a lot of trophies.
Knowing what I know about Jeff, and knowing that there were three golfers in your group that probably weren't anywhere near as good as either you or the pro you were playing with. Do you find yourself looking at other people going, ooh, Jeff would say this, or
maybe
Jeff would make you do that or something like that?
Yeah.
You just can't help yourself when you do that, can you?
No.
Because I even do that. I see other people and I go, you know what Jeff Smith would say? In fact, I have a little bracelet we're going to start selling. WWJSD. What would Jeff Smith do?
Yeah, I like that.
I think the bracelet that I've got is it says sarcasm wins every time.
And you speak it well, man. You really do. You really do. So
he's probably
how long...
the most sarcastic person I've known.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that.
With teenagers and adults. And
you
that
have
works.
To be. Yeah. Yeah. I found, however, sarcasm doesn't work on paper. That's the one drawback to sarcasm, man.
It doesn't. It's really hard to do that online. You know, typing in some post someplace, it's pretty hard to do. Emojis don't work.
No.
For that.
No. Eye roll does.
And
eye roll, right? Yeah.
Yes. And I've seen Jeff with many of those.
Yeah.
Right. So, Ava, we've spoken briefly in the past, but let's go back and revisit it because you have been encouraged by Jeff and you are being coached by Jeff. And he's very proud of the fact of your accomplishments, both before and during your relationship with each other. But what are your plans? I mean, you love this game. You told us a couple weeks ago that this is your life.
Yeah, it is. It's like my whole schedule is built just around golf.
Wow.
And it's just, I love it.
And how does that schedule go? Let's talk about that. Just describe it for us. A typical day for you.
Typical day is range and putting and chipping and up and down, 2 hours at least, and then 18 holes. So it's probably a good 6 to 8 hour day.
Mm. And you do the homeschooling thing?
Yeah. I don't start up until August 9th. So I still have a little bit of time.
And then there's the workout days.
Yeah.
Right.
Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, because
finding out
golfers are athletes these days. Got to be athletes.
Right.
You don't have the Craig Stadlers of the world out there anymore.
No, we don't. And the John You don't
Hey.
I'm sorry.
The John Daly's. Right? That's what you were going to say. The John Daly's.
Yeah, they're right. They're not out there holding trophies anymore. It's always the people that are strong and fit. They're not sitting back talking and drinking coffee. So.
Yeah. Some of us do what we're acclimated to do, man. What can I say? I do not have the wherewithal, the desire, or the ability to go out and hit the range and the putting green for 3 hours a day and then play 18 holes and then come home and do something else. No.
Ava, it took John years of this golf show for me to convince him to actually speak the word practice without stuttering, without breaking out in hives and thinking that's like the evil scourge of the earth. He now can say the words practice.
But can you only say practice?
Yeah, it was.
Yes. See,
it was just like that.
It is. It's like that. Yeah. He's yet to go do it, but he's at least he can talk about it. And
many of us just don't have the, let's say, the time,
or the patience.
See, she understands, Jeff. You should listen to her, man.
Yeah. I do. She's sitting literally right next to me.
Yeah, but I mean, let her words sink in, okay? Time and patience.
Right.
Yes.
She's got discipline.
She's got these things written down.
Oh, that hurt, Ava. That hurt.
Yeah. She's got these whole things written down on note cards about things about John she remembered. And she wrote down why he doesn't practice.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing tournament golf, Ava?
Probably since I was around 6 and a half, 7.
Did you ever get intimidated by the whole atmosphere, or were you just, hey, I'm ready to go from the get-go?
No, I try not to get intimidated unless there's like a girl who's like 2 feet taller than me. But otherwise, no.
Well, the pro you were playing with was quite tall.
Yeah.
You remember her name?
She's also an adult.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She was over 6 feet.
But I think she said 6'1".
Yeah. And 6'1" and an athlete, built like an athlete.
Yeah.
Performing like an athlete.
Yeah.
And here's Ava, an entire foot shorter and at least 80 pounds lighter.
Yeah. 80 pounds lighter. Yeah.
At least.
But probably just in almost as good shape, though, if not better, for, you know, comparison of age and stuff, body size. Did you say?
Body size, I'm short.
Yeah.
Yes. So as we talk about how she got down to Pinehurst, right, there's, you know, every year, the last few years, she's gone down to Pinehurst to play in the Junior World Championships put on by U.S. Kids. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, that's not one of those things you just say, oh, I'm a decent player, I'll go sign up for this one. That's not how this one works. You can't sign up for this one.
You qualify for this one.
Yeah, and you have to have enough points.
Yeah.
And we can go through exactly how you accumulated all those points, what you've had to do it, as soon as we come back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Ava Bunker is our guest. She's 13 years old, champion golfer, going to be... You know, I'm sure she'll be ranked very high in the world, both in amateur status and in pro once you turn pro, because that is where you're going. So we'll talk about all of it when we come right back. Don't you go away.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, facebook.com/golfguys.
Do you know what this sound is? That's my face after shaving with my old razor. You know what this sound is? My new razor. It's from Harry's. It is sharper. You can have people tell you, yeah, get this razor. It's going to be closer and, you know, sharper blades closer. They're going to stay sharper longer. And you're going to go, yeah, right. That's what everybody says. And then you go and you see how much a Harry's razor blade costs. And you go, whoa, 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 whoa. That is so much less expensive than the stuff I've been using. I am going to try it. And then you try it and you go, whoa, 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 whoa. It is so much closer than what I have been using. Why haven't I done this before? Do it now. We got a deal. Harrys.com/golf guys. Go there now and you'll get a 5-blade razor, a weighted ergonomic handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel blade cover. That's a $13 value and you'll get it all for just $3. Never been a better time. $13 value for $3. Go to Harrys.com/golf guys. Redeem that offer and try the best razor you have ever used and try it now. And we are back, Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. And there's the semi I warned you about going by on I-64 here in our air-conditionless studio. And I apologize for the noise. But there you go.
Our AC here in the golf studio is working just fine.
Yeah, it's really nice and cool.
It's nice and cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
What is it, 92 degrees outside?
It was, yeah. We just on the other side of these doors. It's warm.
Just over there.
It's hot, right? But, you know, inside... You know, we're doing all kinds of good things here. And we're not 68? There's not sweating at all.
Yeah. No. Glad to hear it, guys. I really am. Because your comfort is paramount of importance to me.
Honestly, I could put a sweatshirt on right now. It's so cold.
She has been with you way too long, Jeff. I'm sorry. You have not only coached her in golf, you've coached her in attitude.
You know, oddly enough, I didn't have to do that.
No wonder.
She
brought that
with her.
It's a match made in heaven. What can I say? All right. So, Ava, let's go back. The tournament that you just finished, finished third in, was it?
Yeah.
In the national championships thing at Pinehurst, number two. How many points did you need, and how did you go about accumulating those points throughout the course of the year?
I honestly don't know about the points because of last year with COVID. I was able to come back this year.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So I haven't played in the tournaments that go up to that tournament for the points. I just came back because of the points that I had. Gotcha. I haven't probably played in those tournaments for a good 2 years.
And that
pretty sure she's going to be invited back next year, though.
Well,
yeah, I've got enough points.
Yeah, unless the people who finished fourth through last have a complaint. We don't want her in here because then we can't win.
They played 3 days at the club at Longleaf, and that's a nice track. I forget who designed the club at Longleaf now, but nonetheless, it's a really nice track, and. She shot, 73, 72, 72. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then headed over to Pinehurst number two for the, you have to play so well in this tournament to actually get invited to play in the Van Horn Cup. Is that the name of it?
Yeah. You have to get top four.
Mm.
And like the first day it's for the score. So if you get top top four with the score, then you'll play in it for the first 2 days.
Cool.
And then it's match play on Pinehurst number two.
Yeah. You have a partner, and then you play against the two girls that are team two. So you have the blue team and the red team.
Let me ask you, Ava, which do you prefer? Which format? Do you prefer stroke or match play?
I like stroke.
Do you?
Yeah.
That I guess people who have a tendency to be better than their opponents on most occasions prefer stroke because you can get an insurmountable lead after a while.
I think it's easier.
See, I like match play because even if I blow up on a hole, I'm only one behind, not like seven strokes behind.
It's different. Yeah. It's mentally easier on you at that point.
And that brings me to the question I was going to have, Jeff, is how much mental coaching have you done or arranged to have done, or does she need any at all?
He's probably did most of it. That's all it's been is mental. Maybe a little bit of swing, but mental.
So there's the development of a player, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we do some things that are swing related when necessary, some things that are power generation when necessary. Some things that are reading putts and chipping and pitching and getting it up and down.
Yeah.
And then there's an awful lot of how to be a better player. where do you have your golf ball? You know, today we spent some time talking about kind of downloading after a big event like this, going, okay, what were my takeaways? What did I learn? What did I learn about what I need to be better at relative to my top level competition? This is a big tournament. So you can learn a little bit about who you are, learn a little bit about what you need to do by assessing the competition and what they do better than you at some point, who you played with and what were their strengths, what were their weaknesses, were your weaknesses exposed? We start to learn what is it that makes you tick.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
at every higher level tournament, I want to find out about the player to find out what makes them perform best. So that way we can continue that, whatever those things are. So John, try to imagine when you've had some of your best rounds of golf, what were all the things that could have gone into it? For example, did you have coffee in the morning or not? Did you get enough sleep the night before or not?
Did you eat a good breakfast?
Did you eat a good breakfast? Did you eat a good dinner the night before?
Mm-hmm.
What's your mood? Did you get irritated before you play?
Oh, yeah.
The people, John, think about your own history that you said numerous times on the show. When you played with other people that you didn't know who they were, you were so uncomfortable playing that nothing good ever happened. But once you became better at that piece, now all of a sudden you can now play with dang near anybody and not be affected. These are things, right? Things that make a player tick.
Yeah.
And so Ava and I've spent quite a bit of time trying to make sure that she is continuing to learn herself and to be better to remain at the top of these leaderboards.
I'm going to ask you the same question to both of you. And I want Ava to answer first. And then Jeff, you can come in because Ava may not want to get into too much detail, but your abilities have been recognized by many people. Your desires and your plans for the future have been accepted by your parents, and they have done given up what they need to give up, made whatever arrangements they need to make in order for you to pursue those goals. How did you convince your parents? Now, did your parents play golf? Do they understand how did they look at you and say, we have someone here who can be one of the best at this game if we just let her concentrate on doing this? I mean, you're 13 years old. A lot of parents would say, you're too young to make that kind of a commitment.
Well, they've always encouraged me, and my dad and my mom, they don't play. They don't want to play.
Even if they did, they probably wouldn't want to play with you now.
No, my dad is not playing with me. He gets too embarrassed.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But they've always encouraged me. They always thought and say I could do good. It's more of the practice. I ask them to practice. I have them take me to practice. And then I just practice for hours. And they're just fine with it.
I guess
John,
it's really
that last little sentence sink in.
They're just fine with it? Oh, practice?
No, the practicing part, right?
Yeah.
I'll let that sink in, John.
I understand. If I wanted to be a professional golfer, I would have practiced too. You know?
John's last name on the screen, it's Ashton, but in reality, it's Iverson.
So. We don't need those stinking practice.
You won't get that. I'll tell you about that later.
He will explain it. But Jeff, and in the next segment, or we can do it now, we've got time. What kind of counseling do you give parents? What would you say had her parents not been so supportive, knowing her talent level?
Well, I would have absolutely had to lay the hammer down on them to know what's here. And if they had not been as supportive as they already are,
right,
I would have had to have, you know, a handful of come to Jesus meetings, so to speak, with them. But I don't have to.
Yeah.
Because they are not the ones that are pushing her. She's the one that's asking and saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I'm proving it by my effort. They're smart enough to see what's going on here and to work to provide that without too much outside pressure at all.
Right.
Both parents understand that this is a difficult game. But it's hard as a parent, speaking of one right now, as myself as a parent, as you know, it's hard to be a parent of a golfer because we look at things from an objective standpoint when we're yards away and we watch the person perform. A non-golfer sees things from a non-golfer's perspective.
Exactly.
And they look at it from the outside going, well, you did this and you did that and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But they don't have the mind of a player because they haven't played.
Right.
Fortunately for Ava, that doesn't doesn't come into play too much because they understand that they're not players and that there is this whole different mentality. That's going on within the mind of a player is what do they know internally that they can do and what do they want to do? What do they feel good about doing at the time? And then the player hits shots that the outsider perspective, the parent who's non-golfer looks at and goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe this just happened or you did this.
Right.
The parents who don't really play much don't really have a perspective on how hard it is to actually control the golf ball. And then they don't have a really good perspective on what it's like to control your own emotions as a player in the heat of battle. And so I have a different viewpoint of it, having been a player, having being a golf coach, having understanding the feelings that go along with that game and the knowledge of yourself.
Right.
I understand where the player's perspective is. And I also understand where the parent's perspective is. And I'm the person in the middle that can blend it. Really well.
I think what you're basically saying is parents who are non-players maybe are hard-pressed to actually recognize the talent level of their child.
Not just the talent level, but they also view things from a different perspective without the knowledge of what it is to actually be able to perform what they're seeing.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, when we come right back,
parents that are that way, and it's difficult.
Well, we've seen them from both sides, and we'll talk about those in the next segment when we come right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Ava Bunker, champion junior golfer, Jeff Smith, top 100 teacher in the world, and John Ashton, just some guy who talks for a living. We'll be right back. I saw a survey on social media that said, what prompted you to learn how to cook? I thought about it for a minute, and I said, well, when I realized how much I enjoyed eating, I looked up some chefs. I got some of the recipes that they did that I thought were delicious and was always disappointed because even following it verbatim, it never tasted as good at home as it did in the restaurant. I wondered why, and I found out it's because the quality cookware is not restaurant quality cookware, and that makes a big difference. If you actually want to taste some of the best food you have ever made, you need to use high quality cookware like Made In. Do you have any? We can get you some. And we can get you some of the best deal Made In has ever made, 15% off your first order. Go to madeincookware.com/golfguys and use the promo code golfguys. That is madeincookware.com/golfguys, promo code golfguys, and it will be the most delicious food you have ever made. madeincookware.com/golfguys.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-705-4051. That's 800-705-4051. Again, 800-705-4051.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, still one of the top 100 golf teachers in the country. Man, I actually read, I get Golf Magazine, man. It's just, I knew it was coming. I knew it happened. I saw the stuff they gave you, the logo to share and everything, but reading it in the pages of the magazine still kind of thrilled me a little bit. I just got to tell you.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Going, I know that guy, man.
Studio because I don't want to get rid of it, right? I don't want to keep it on my desk.
I'm playing you, man. You need to frame it. We're talking with Ava Bunker, who's 13 years old, champion junior golfer, who has her sights set on a professional golfing career. We were talking about parents and being able to recognize and support a child, even as young as, well, you're 13 now, but when you started making decisions that this is what you wanted to do, Ava, you were much younger, right? I mean, you've been wanting to do this. You said you started at six?
Five.
Five. And I mean, that's got to be it's going to be tough for a parent to accept that kind of a decision from a child at that early of an age.
Yeah. I think that the parents were smart enough here to just watch, you know, and say, okay, let's let this happen and let's see how this goes, right? A lot of parents get into this with their kids. They go, oh yeah, we want to play golf, but you never know to what level. Mm-hmm. And the kids will keep going and keep going if they enjoy it and they're driven by it and they find it to be fun and engaging and challenging. And that's terrific.
Right. And
David, you've played with a bunch of people, a bunch of kids in the top level tournaments that you're playing in. You're probably seeing very much the same scenario where the kids are really the ones that are there. But sometimes you run into the ones that the parents are really pushing.
Yeah, hard. I can tell when some don't like it and they don't want to be there. But I can tell when others are excited and happy that they're actually doing that.
Yeah. You don't want to miss a putt and have the reaction, my dad's going to yell at me for that.
No. And he doesn't. He wouldn't.
Yeah. No, but there are some people whose dads would that are playing in those tournaments.
I talk to girls, and if they just miss a putt by an inch, they're like, oh, God, I'm in for it.
No. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Come on, parents.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know?
I have some conversations with parents when they come in and they bring me, you know, a child and they say, okay, well, I want my daughter to be really good at this. And instantly I already know the scenario when the parent is doing 90% of the talking mm-hmm. about what's happening and what's going on, they yeah. think it's just communication, but what it is it's an admission at the same time.
Yeah.
So I like to ask the kids themselves and I try to engage with the player. And then I try to set the stage early that I'm somewhat dismissing the parents in the scenario because I want them involved, but to the point where they have to understand that this is about the player and the child wanting to do this, because if they don't, I'm out.
It's totally different if it's the parents' dream as opposed to if it's the player's dream.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And we've all seen it enough that, you know, the parents, you know, some come to you with, say, scorecards mm-hmm. of their child and they rate them. I've got one parent that came to me one time that had A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's on a scorecard about certain things.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought, okay. Oh boy, there's a child that's not happy.
This is going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What message would you have? Because it may be a sad commentary in this day and age, but if you want to be a professional golfer, you have to make that decision and those choices and start living the life to prepare for that at an age of 11, 12, 13 years old. You have to do the stuff that Ava is doing.
How do you
convince your parents if your parents aren't into it, though?
I think that's really hard. You know, her parents were
into it. They were great.
Easy to convince, right? Because here they are.
Yeah.
And doing that. But I think that, you know, I've seen some kids that are really into it that the parents are going, oh, well, wait a minute. We got two other kids and we got a job and we got this, and we got that. And we just mm-hmm. can't, you know, just drop everything and hey, let's go to this tournament out in Timbuktu.
Right.
And, you know, so there's some realities for people. But then there's the ones that if the parents are aware that their child can be better than many, then mm-hmm. they start to turn around. And I think sometimes it's sometimes they're baseball parents or tennis parents or swimming parents because they did that as kids, or their sisters or brothers or whatever did that.
Exactly. Yeah.
All the sports are difficult because all the sports are year round. So all the sports means that if you're a parent of a child, you are planning a lot of things. You're sacrificing many other things that you would go do in life. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to take a few days frequently. You're taking your vacation days off work to go visit the child. Go take him to a tournament or an event, mm-hmm. Hotel rooms, cars, eating out, mm-hmm. extra gas, all these kind of things. You're mm-hmm. you're basically spending
entry fees and new clubs every couple of years because children grow.
You know? Right, they do.
Most it's
no, that was directed toward my.
But she's growing.
I mean, it's got to be a tough decision for parents to make, especially parents that are non golfers, because they don't understand. You know, because golf looks easy. You know, you swing a stick, you hit a ball, it looks easy. Anybody who's never done it and they go, oh, nothing to it. And they get up and they try to hit the ball and they understand. But if they don't play, haven't played and won't play, they don't understand what goes into just being able to hit the ball straight and far.
Well, my parents, they're supportive. They'd mm-hmm. be happy as long as I'm happy.
Right.
If I were happy playing ping pong, they'd be yeah. happy.
Ping pong's a little cheaper.
Ping pong's
but hard. Much harder.
It is hard.
But much harder. Ball's the same size, and the surface area you hit with is much bigger, but the balls are not stationary. Yes, it does. It goes very quickly. Case in point, I played golf this past Sunday with a gentleman who is 71 years old, and he shot his age. The guy had a bum knee. He had a crutch that he had to walk from the cart to his ball with to keep the weight off of his knee so it didn't hurt, okay? And I just asked him, and he was hitting 260, 280-yard drives at Champions Point, not Champions Point, at the Chariot Run. I asked him, I said, how does a guy your age with a bum knee hit the ball that far? And he said, I have no idea. He said, all I knew is that I took up the game. I played off and on when I was, an adult. When I turned 40, I started getting serious about it, took some lessons and started practicing. When I turned 48, I decided I wanted to try out for the senior PGA Tour. So then I quit my job and I practiced every day and I played every day and I had a coach. And after 8 months, I ran out of money. So that dream was shattered. But dreams like this need to be fostered and encouraged at the early ages because coaches are already looking at you, Ava, for college, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they allowed to make contact or not?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. So they contact me.
Yeah.
My name is not the same. My last name is not the same. So they can call me and ask me a little bit.
Right. Right.
And, and so, of course, they're all looking. They're all trying to pay attention, and they all give me a shout and go, what's the level of interest and where she want to go and, all that stuff. And that's great because then I can be somewhat of a liaison because they can't talk to the parents.
Right. Yeah.
Can't talk to her.
Has the records been kept as they are with football players and baseball and hockey and all basketball and college of the percentage of college players that go on to a successful pro career? Because I know in football and basketball, it's low.
They do that. Right. And they have that percentage in golf too. And I don't know what the numbers are, but it's very small.
Right.
And there's an awful lot of, there's an awful lot of people that want to turn professional. It's pretty interesting because, there's got to be enough money in it to turn professional because otherwise you're just going after a.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pay money and expenses for something that's not going to pay you back. Yeah.
Right. So it's got to be there. So you have to make it to the bigs.
Yeah.
If you're just hanging out on the next level down for, 5 to 10 years, then, you're really spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
So that's why this one has already understood that. This one sitting next to me is she's already thinking the top of the top, not just get to the LPGA Tour. It's about, becoming, an Annika Sorenstam or a Yanni Tseng or a Lydia Ko, right? Somebody, at the top of the top. So that's where she's thinking.
Janie Blaylock.
Yeah.
290.
Don't know. Yeah. 299
consecutive cuts
made on the LPGA Tour. 299.
I'm going to go 300.
There you go.
And then you ask her which one she remembers. She remembers the most, and she'll tell you it's the 300th. It's the one she didn't make. But that is it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if you broke that record. Because there you go. You now have another goal.
Yeah.
300 consecutive cuts. I want my name on that list, too.
Yeah.
There you go. Ava Bunker, good luck, lady. You're, you need luck. You don't. You have skill, which trumps luck all
Trust
the time.
Trust me, I think we could all use luck.
Well, yeah. But luck is what? Just is when opportunity meets preparation. Isn't that what they say?
Yep. Yeah. And that's where we are, is always trying to keep her prepared for all of it. Because you never know. There's a decision being made seemingly every week or two about go to this tournament or go to that tournament. Something comes up. There's an invitation being given to her, here or there. And next thing you know, mm-hmm. got to take it. We got to be prepared.
Right. Exactly. And just again, Jeff, because I know that there are probably some people who are listening right now who are saying, I just don't have the will or the opportunity or the wherewithal or whatever to make that kind of a commitment in time and preparation and practice at this age where I am now. Does that mean that they have no shot or?
No, okay. Not at all. There are people out there who decide later that they're multi-sport athletes now. And and when they are, they're learning a lot of things about body control and competitiveness and how to be an athlete and, you know, how to just go about being ready for performance in everything. And then if they choose, right. Like Annika Sorenstam's a great example. She was, I think she did four or five different sports growing up, and golf really wasn't one of them.
Oh, okay.
And then she chose golf and became the Annika Sorenstam that we all know.
Yeah. The best of all time. One of the best of all time. Yeah.
And so there's plenty of examples out there of people who did not start as young as Ava has to be committed to golf and have made it up there. But nonetheless, you still have to work your way through and get to become somebody who can handle tournament play.
Yeah.
Ava's but somebody who has bumps and grinds of tournament play now, which is terrific.
Someone who has started as young as Ava, loves it as much as Ava, will definitely have a leg up on the competition when you get to high school, college, and beyond. And just remember the name. You met her here first. All right? Because you're going to know her. You'll be watching her on TV in a few years. So, I mean, even in the NCAA, do you have any school you want to go to, Ava? Have any school that's – which one? Which one is the your favorite, your dream school?
I did look at IU on the 4th of July. I'm really impressed.
Okay. Well, then again, you may want to go somewhere where you can play golf 12 months a year. I'm just
saying. Or somewhere in the Carolinas. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No. Carolina's not too shabby a place at all. But
weather is a really good factor. You know, if you can play 10, 12 months a year.
Somewhere by Hilton Head.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice spot.
Yeah, I hear they have a couple golf courses down there. We're out of time here. We'll be right back. Hang out with us. We are those Weekend Golf Guys.
Why don't you follow us on Twitter? It's very easy. Just go to twitter.com. We are at WKND Golf Guys.
I want to share some information, some inflammation information with you. You know, inflammation is what causes most of your aches and pains in your body. My wife has been able to stop using her knee brace at work, even though she's still on her feet 12 hours a night, three nights a week. And I'm no longer limping off the 18th green because our knee pain is gone. The Relief Factor Secret has four key ingredients. Each one works on a different metabolic pathway that helps your body heal the inflammation that causes many everyday pains. Remember, inflammation information is what we're offering you today. You have a choice. You can be skeptical, order it for yourself, and then believe, or you can just say, okay, John, if you say so, I'll try it, and try it yourself, and then you'll believe too. We're going to make it easy as possible for you to try Relief Factor. Seth and Pete Talbot, the father-son creators, have put together a three-week quick start and discounted it to just $19.95. So you need to do what my wife and I do. We went to relieffactor.com/golf, and we ordered a three-week quick start. Do it for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Again, to claim your three-week quick start for $19.95, just go to relieffactor.com/golf.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text SPARK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 321-321. That's SPARK to 321-321.
And there you have it. John, this week with Those Weekend Golf Guys, I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, one of the top 100 golf instructors in the entire country and one of his top students of all time, Ava Bunker, which is a name that you need to remember because she's going to be around for a while, barring any unforeseen trouble. So, Jeff, you're going to maintain coach, or do you think she'll ever outgrow you?
No, she's kind of short, actually.
Oh, talk about the eye roll.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. Did you see that?
She has the look down, man.
Yeah. Oh, she hears that.
13-year-old girl, there it is, right there. Yes, indeed. Oh, man.
Yep. And we're going to, take her all the way. That's the plan, right?
Yeah. You get your caddy contract worked out yet?
I'm hoping not to caddy.
He's caddied once.
I've caddied once. You know what? It's hot. Most of the time it's hot, John.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you got to schlep the
job would be fun. But if in the tournaments that, I've seen it, they're playing. If you watch the Symetra Tour and the LPGA Tour, there's an awful lot of sweaty caddies out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'll stick to the golf coach part and we'll find the right caddy. And take care of that problem that way.
Someone a lot younger and stronger.
I don't think he'd have a sweaty problem if he wouldn't wear pants all the time.
Yeah, that's what golf pros do.
That's it. Yeah, well, that's what golf pros and guys with ugly knees do, is they wear pants all the time. So,
right.
It's chicken legs. All right.
That's right.
So let's put this up there. You can check us out online right there, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. And you can also check Jeff out there. Did I get that right? Did I spell everything right, man?
You did.
How about that?
You did.
I think you missed an F.
Yeah, no, probably.
He's got it there. Yeah, it's got an F in there.
And we'd love it if you just went to the Facebook page and followed us there, okay?
How about that? And you better go hit the edit button on that one, on a couple of these things.
And we also want to let you know that We do appreciate the folks at Arnold Palmer Spiked for sponsoring parts of this show. And if you don't know where to get it, Ava, you can't yet, but, eventually. Something else to put as a goal. ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/golfguys. You can find a retailer in your area that will have it for you. So, again, we appreciate you being around. If you're serious about it or if you just want to play it as a game forever, go get yourself some lessons, practice a little bit, and go play some golf.